Some hang off every word, some couldn't care less, while others are inspired to turn the event into a cliche spotting drinking game. I'm talking about the first US presidential debate. Earlier today, last night, US time, Obama and Romney clashed heads on live television in the first of three contests in the final race for the White House. As predicted, the debate was focused around domestic issues, particularly economic ones, taxes, Social Security, getting America back to work. So, who won? And what do ordinary Americans think? We sent RN Drive's Mike Williams to the US. Actually, he just happens to be there. But anyway, a short time ago, he watched the debate with fellow Americans.
Hey, Waleed. I'm speaking to you tonight from the Windy City, Chicago. You'll never guess where I am. I'm outside the very famous Chicago Theatre. And directly across the road from that theatre is the ABC, not our ABC, obviously, the ABC Commercial Network, their studios, and they have TVs in the window, and gathered outside those windows are a whole bunch of onlookers watching this debate. So let's go find out who's winning as they watch.
I think it's even. I think both of them have raised some great issues about the economy, and basically I think they agree to disagree.
I'm kind of prejudiced Obama. I think he's pretty good, you know, for the country.
Yeah, I know, because you're wearing an Obama hat.
No, it's actually, I believe in his policies. And Romney, I don't know about that guy. He's a billionaire. They don't really care about the average American, you know.
Who's winning?
I would say Romney's very, very handedly winning this debate.
Yeah, how come?
It's basically economy debate. It's about the economy in general, and that's his strong point. He's obviously a better business person, and I think he's, quite honestly, well, how are you going to defend what's going on if you're the president?
I've only been watching for a couple of minutes, but I think right now, to me, President Obama seems to have the upper hand. I think young people were really involved last time, but are even more involved this time, which is great to see. I know a lot of friends who were never politically involved but are speaking up a lot more. Even when you just look at, you know, my friends on Facebook and Twitter, I feel like they're talking about the issues so much more than they were 4 years ago.
Do you think there's a bit of hope still in Obama?
I do, but I'm probably biased.
So, who won?
It's really hard to tell right now. You know, I'm an Obama supporter. I was there 4 years ago. It doesn't seem like either of them really has a sense of optimism like there was 4 years ago. So it's kind of a, just felt like they're just kind of both beaten a little bit.
Well, there you have it. Some say Romney, some say even split, but I think more leaning towards Obama. And this is his hometown, you got to remember, Chicago. But who knows what can happen between now and election night. Until then, this is Mike on the streets of Chicago for RN Drive.
Thanks, Mark. Someone's got to be there, I suppose. You drew the short straw. It's 14 minutes to the hour.